All right, then we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off, v'lo'od. So remember again, the Ramchal was talking about the idea that it's clear that this world cannot be the ends. Because the Ramchal was just saying again, who has real happiness, who has real tranquility, who is able really to... And there's something wrong. So remember, say a person who lives a life of full tranquility, who really enjoys life, who doesn't suffer, who doesn't have challenges. And then how long does a person live? 70 years, 80 years, he said. Even 100 years, it's but the blink of an eye. V'lo'od, furthermore, another proof that this life and this world is not the ends, but rather is only the means. V'lo'od. If the tachlis of man's creation was for this world, So here he says something very beautiful. If the tachlis of life was this world, why do I need neshama? What do I need neshama? I mean, all I really need for this world is a guf, meaning because this world is a material world. If it's just about enjoying this world, all I need is a guf. And look what he writes over here. He says, why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to infuse within me a neshama, a soul, that is so important and so lofty that it's even greater than the malachim? It's an amazing statement that the neshama that we each have is even greater than the malachim themselves. Kol shekein, she ain't a motzah shum nachas ruach b'choli nugei ozeh ha'olam. And to compound this, remember, you know, the body finds much satisfaction and pleasure in this world. The soul does not. The soul is in constant agony. Soul is in constant distress every moment that it's here in this world. So if life is all about olam hazeh, why give us this thing called a neshama when A, I don't really need it for this world, and B, it itself does not even enjoy being in this world. And this is what the rabbis teach us in the Medrash. V'zul l'shonam, v'gam ha'nefesh, lo simale, quotes over here the pasuk, that the neshama does not in Kohelas, the nefesh, the soul is not fulfilled. So Shlomo Melech over here is describing the idea. Remember that the essence of Kohelas is havel havolim amar Kohelas hakol havel. Everything is nothing. So he says, what does that mean specifically? That the soul never becomes fully sated in this world. To what can the soul's experience in this world be compared? Listen to this. Le'eroni shenasa bas hamelech. Bas melech. We'll say it could be compared. Eroni is a villager, right? A villager, a simple guy, a pashtiyid, right? A simple guy who marries a bas melech, who marries the daughter of a king. Im yavi la komasha ba'olam. Now this guy, this simple villager, so he's going to give 150% to make his wife happy. There's only one problem. Even if he brings her everything in the world, einam chashuvim laklum, they're meaningless to her. Why? Shehi bas melech, because she is the daughter of the king. In other words, what the Medrash is saying over here is she is used to everything so beautiful, so magnificent, so wonderful. So his quote-unquote best is not going to hold a candle to what she's been exposed to as the best and as the most beautiful. Kach ha-nefesh, so to the soul. Ilu heveis ala koma adane olam. So the soul comes to this world, even if I give the soul every single earthly pleasure, even if the body pledges to take care of the soul, nevertheless, enum. Klumla, right? Every single pleasure that you can give the soul in this world is meaningless to the soul. Why? Lama? Shehimin ha'alyonim. Because the soul is the bas melech. The soul is the daughter of the king. And therefore, whatever you think you're going to give her in order to make her happy in this world, that is, it is not going to work. V'chin amru rabbasinu zichronam levracha, so to the rabbi said, Al karchacha atanotzar, va'al karchacha atanolad. Well, says actually, it's a very profound statement. We are formed against our will, and we are born against our will. Of course, the Mishnah goes on to say we also die against our will. Right? It's an amazing idea. I mean, when Chazal say that, what Chazal are saying is, that this life, this world, this existence, it's hard for us to say these words because this life is all we know. So for us to say that this is not the ikar, this is not the important thing, this is not really what the neshama wants to be, truth is we could say it and we could even intellectually believe it. It's really hard to feel it because we have no frame of reference for any other world. But yet what Chazal are trying to give us a window into is just the neshama doesn't want to be here. And Hashem doesn't want to be here because at the end of the day, this is not the Olam Ha'emes. Ki ein ha'neshama ohaves, ha'olam ha'zeklau. The soul does not love this world at all. Ela adrabba mo'eses bo. It's very strong wording. The soul is disgusted very often by what it sees in this world. Imkein. Therefore, what reality does all of this information create? Imkein. Vandai lo haya bore habori isparach b'riya. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never create anything that ultimately, again, God would never create an essence or an ends that was contrary and was contrary to the desires of the soul. Ella, Bri also shalolam, rather the creation of man, lematzavo ba'olam ha'bohi. In reality, the entire creation of man is so that man could go ahead and create for himself a real, beautiful, and meaningful olam haba. Ba'al kein nitna bo neshama zos. That's why man is given ultimately a neshama in this world. Ki la ra'ui la'avot. Because ultimately, again, it is important to refine it. Uba yuchal ha'adam l'kabal ha'schar b'mkoma uzmano. And it is only through properly using this soul in this world that a person has the ability, literally, to receive his reward in its time and in its place, meaning olam haba. Shelo yihya davar nimas al nishmaso kolam hazeh. Ela adraba ne'ahav v'nechmad mimeno v'zeh pashut. See, that's here something very beautiful, that the idea over here is that Olam Haba is the ultimate tachlis. But you can't get to Olam Haba without maximizing your Olam Hazeh. How do you maximize your Olam Hazeh? That's through listening and through refining and through cultivating your neshama. That's how you maximize your life in this world. Therefore, it turns out that this world, which we said revolted the soul, really turns out to be one of the most important aspects, one of the most important things to our soul. Because it is only through maximizing our efforts in this world that we have the ability to have an Olam Haba. So we'll say, remember, I always go back to what Ramchal said in his introduction. There's no chidushin. There's nothing over here that he's saying that I'm saying that. Oh, I never heard that before. We believe this, of course, that this world is not the essence. That this world, he quoted all the Ma'amari Chazal, it's the Pruzdor, it's the hallway, it's the antechamber. Now, to be honest, we often don't live in a way that reflects this reality, but nevertheless, that's okay. You know, we sometimes get used to living with cognitive dissonance, that we know certain things are correct, but lav dafka, that we actually act on them or our lives reflect it. But the idea is that we absolutely and unequivocally believe that this world is not the ends. This world is the means. It's the goal of the neshama, therefore, to maximize our experience in Olam Hazeh. Vihine. Achar she'adanu zeh, now that we know this, Novin miyad chomer ha-mitzvos asher aleinu, v'ikar ha-avoda asher b'yadeinu. Now that we understand what the essence of this world is, that this world, again, is the means, this world is the process by which we are able to acquire Olam Haba, and the nefesh, the job of the neshama in this world, is to help us maximize this world. Now we understand the mitzvos, and the avoda and the responsibility that is in our hands. Ki hine eile heim ha'emtsoim, ha'mviim osanu ve'ala ha'shlemo sa'amiti, asher biladam lo yusek la'asubosa. He mentioned this, Ramcham mentioned this before already. So now we're going to say, what's the essence of mitzvos? Mitzvos are also not an ends. Mitzvos are a means. Mitzvos are the ways in which we are able to go ahead, and somehow maximize our experience in this world. That is the essence of mitzvahs. We'll say very, very important. Because sometimes a person can do a mitzvah, and I fulfill the mechanistic details of the mitzvah, but lav dafka, that I feel that I have maximized my spirituality. So remember, We still do mitzvos, even if we don't feel we're maximizing our spirituality. We still do the act. But at the end of the day, again, what Ramchal is pointing out is that, again, he's building an argument. If the ultimate tachlis, the ultimate goal, is to have a beautiful olam haba, but you can't have a beautiful olam haba without maximizing your olam hazeh. And the only way to maximize your olam hazeh is to rely heavily, to lean heavily on your neshama, to help you maximize your experience in this world. How does the neshama maximize the experiences in this world? And the Ramchal would posit, that's called mitzvos. Mitzvos are the ways that the neshama is able to maximize every moment and every experience in this world. He goes on, he says, V'ulam yadua, ki'ina tachlis magia, elam, you can't reach your tachlis, you can't reach your intended goal, Ela mikoach kibutz kol ha'emtsoim asher nimtzu v'asher shimshu lagia. In other words, you can't go ahead and reach the ends. You can't go ahead and reach the goal unless, of course, you've maximized the means. Right? So you can't go ahead and get to the finish line unless, of course, you take the journey. So you can't go ahead and maximize your olam hazeh and ultimately create a beautiful olam haba without taking advantage of your mitzvos. And the more you go ahead and you maximize and you use your means, mitzvos, so we'll say, the more I maximize my means, the closer I will get to my ends. And we'll say, what's interesting is the following, that the way, the small distinctions in which we actualize our means will ultimately be discerned and understood when we reach the ends. In other words, they're both saying that the distinction between a meaningful and productive life and a mediocre and okay life is based, all comes down to what? How much emphasis I put on my means. Meaning how much emphasis I put on my mitzvahs. And I'm about to say, what's amazing over here is, and this, we're not going to get to finish this whole idea today, you know, and this is what I find, personally find very powerful about the Ramchal, that very often, you know, the answer to maximizing my existence in this world is learn Torah. Now, I'm all for learning Torah. I think it's great. I'm casting my vote for learning Torah. I want to go on the record. I'm in favor of learning Torah. But what Ramchal is saying is there's a little bit more. Somebody write that down. Right? There's a little bit more. It's a little bit more of a fine, nuanced point than just saying learn more Torah, give more tzedakah, do more mitzvot. So what Ramchal is saying is the fundamental piece that we often miss is what the process is over here. What is it that's unfolding? That the mitzvot themselves are these means. The mitzvot are the way in which we unlock and in which we harness the holiness and meaning in this world. And the amount of effort I put into my mitzvot represents the amount of effort and meaning I harness in this world has a direct correlation to what I prepare for myself in eternity. So at the end of the day, after 120, so two people could have done the same number of mitzvos, but if one ultimately understood that the process in which he's engaging is harnessing the meaning in this world and laying the foundation for his world to come, and the other one just was kind of getting by and doing what was expected of him, the Ramchal just says, understand that there'll be a difference, whatever that difference is, or however it's measured, or however it's understood, but there will be that difference. Let's just finish up these last two lines. He says, Me'ata, actually, you know, I'll say we're going to stop over here. We'll stop over here because it's 6 o'clock already. So we're going to pick up with that phrase, Me'ata Vadaihu. All right. Shkoyach.